This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The time is 9:07. It is Thursday, December the 5th of 2024. Warming up. We're up 2 degrees, which is now 18 degrees with a wind chill factor of 5 at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It is the Chad Holmes Show, hour number 2. I am Chad Holmes on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up here in this hour at 9:34 a.m., we'll be joined by cast members Dan Thompson and Christina Geisler of the River and Woods Theater production of True Magic that opens up this weekend. Again, we love to be able to talk to folks involved in local productions, try to spread the word about some of the incredible shows that we do have here in North Central Wisconsin, and it's one of the local independent groups, River and Woods Theater, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. We'll give you more information coming up here in just a moment and learn more with Dan Thompson and Christina Geisler coming up at 9:34. And another member of that cast is, of course, our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Before we talk a little bit about that and also talk a little bit about our last segment of the show, we got a text, a little more information about Amazon Prime and the Packer game tonight. Got a couple of different folks who were able to give us some information. Jules says you can usually get Amazon Prime for free for 30 days. I wonder if that's the case. Can you do that multiple times, though? I don't know. I mean, I wonder if that...
I know I've already did it once.
Yeah, can you do it multiple times? I don't know, but it's worth a shot. But Jules says you can usually get Amazon Prime free for 30 days. Also, Scott from the Village of Maine sent in a text, said, I signed up for Amazon Prime last night, 30-day free trial. So, again, looks like there's a couple of options. I don't know, again, usually in these cases, if you do it once for free, you would be able to do it multiple times. So, again, it's one of those situations where you may have to just check it out. Maybe if you haven't signed up for Amazon Prime previously, I think it looks like you could get a 30-day free trial, but if you've done it previously for a previous Packer game or something like that, you may have to check it out. And if you can't, they'll probably say, well, we can't do it for free again. So nothing to lose there. So again, Jules says, I've done it a few times, not consecutively. So, Jeff Bezos doesn't need any more money. So if you can get it for free every time, go for it. Jeff says we're living in this wonderful time of history. Maybe it's a wonderful time of history where we can get Amazon free trials more than once. So thanks for the information. And again, if you have something like that or anything that you want to mention to us, feel free to send us a text or give us a call, 715-382-9400. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And
we want people to enjoy the Packers.
There you go. You don't have to, you know, dig into your pockets and give Jeff Bezos any more money. So, so nevertheless, again, you're hearing
the
most.
If you could have a membership and then just cancel and then get a refund.
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of. I never want to go through those hoops, to be honest with you. It's one of those things
dodging through.
And some companies I know make it so difficult to cancel. They make you go through all this rigmarole. It's like, I just want to cancel.
All this paperwork, and they have to have a reason for, well, why did you cancel? And then you get these recommendations.
Right.
They're trying to make you feel guilty so you keep your subscription or your membership.
Again, as well as our discussion with our cast members from the River and Woods Theater Company. But coming up, we will also have at the end of our show, which we do every single day, our daily history lesson. We let you know about some famous events that occurred on this date in history. We talk a bit about some celebrity birthdays, some days that are being acknowledged here on the 5th of December. And of course, we always wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. And I know there's people that are, you know, putting a couple of quarters on this one, whether or not Ian will be successful or not successful for the day and for the week. And I know that everybody's rooting for you to make a big comeback this week, because
it's been a rough week so far.
To say the least.
Yeah, to say the least.
Zero for three.
My goodness, haven't done that in a couple weeks.
What? I don't remember you doing this in a long time, but what we do with Ian every day is I give him three choices for our number for the day. And based on the math, you should get it right just by guessing one of three times, but sometimes it just goes the wrong direction. And
the math is against me, I guess.
Every week we give him the goal of 33%. If he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. But usually that's not enough. We want him to be able to have a winning week, which is to get more right than wrong. That's 3 out of 5. And then, of course, his all-time record is 4 out of 5. And we're still striving for that perfect week of 5 out of 5. I don't think you've had an 0-for-5 week either, have you?
No, I don't believe so.
So you've never had the perfect week, 5-for-5, and you've never had the anti-perfect week of 0-for-5. But you have a chance to do that this week. You missed on Monday.
Trying to avoid that.
You missed on Tuesday.
Yep.
You missed on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And today is Thursday. So basically, the goal number one is you got to get one right.
Yes.
Because you have to keep yourself alive for a passing grade, because you have to get today right and you have to get tomorrow right in order to get a passing grade. But tomorrow is like meaningless unless you get today right. You got to get it right today.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
What is the theme for today's number anyway?
What is the theme for today's? Cyber Monday. Which we had earlier this week. Cyber Monday is our theme. In fact, ripped from the headlines, our number for the day.
Oh.
Ripped. You can hear the ripped from the headlines. So Cyber Monday is our theme. And perhaps by having a very big number, and I'll give you that hint as well, the number is a big number.
Okay.
Perhaps that will help you. Big numbers, big Ian. There you go. So Cyber Monday. So, folks, you better stick around. The pressure is on. Can Ian find a way? It's basically like the two-minute drill. You got to be able to score. And then you have to score again tomorrow.
So,
yeah. So we will see how that goes. Hey, tonight, speaking of sports, I mentioned the Packers and the Detroit Lions on Amazon Prime tonight. But also, hey, if you're, you know, in front of your Amazon Prime television, you know, or computer, turn on your radio as well, because we have, and actually you can listen before the game as well, because we have a high school basketball doubleheader tonight. We are bringing you the Newman Catholic girls and boys basketball team tonight. Mm-hmm. Newman is at Athens in a Merrowood Conference matchup. We'll be on the air 5:35, well before the Packer game. So well before 5:35 for the pregame. The girls will tip off at 5:45, And then we will have the boys immediately following that as well. So Newman Catholic basketball, girls and boys, at Athens tonight, 5:35 airtime, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And why, Ian, do we bring people high school sports? Why do we do that?
We do it because we are very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers high school sports in every season.
Exactly.
I bet we should add that.
You know, and frankly,
in every season.
And then frankly, when we talk about that, because we've talked about the fact that the Federal Communications Commission does give us a license to broadcast. We can't just decide, hey, we're going to put up a stick and broadcast at 12:30 a.m. and 98.9 FM. No, the FCC has to do that. Part of the deal is to serve the community. And that comes back to what happened at Channel 9 this week. How does gutting their staff, I mean, just gutting their staff, and then taking part of the news and basically the news portion of their newscast coming out of Madison, how does that serve the local community for Channel 9 in Wausau or the stations over in Eau Claire and also in La Crosse? It doesn't. So, again, I just wonder how, when you go back to the FCC, if you're the owner of Channel 9, Allen Media, and say, well, we want to renew our license and we're servicing the community. How do you do that when you say, well, we gutted our staff, we fired our anchors, we fired our reporters, we fired part of our sports staff? I would be curious to know how that's serving the community.
I feel bad for all the people who work there, because they work incredibly hard, and the TV journalism business is extremely competitive, and they work very, very hard to get those spots, and then just to have them taken away like
And frankly, the pay is not great either. I mean, it really isn't. The idea that they're making all this money, they don't at the local levels. The national folks make it. I mean, I saw a story yesterday that Stephen A. Smith of ESPN is negotiating a $20 million a year contract. I mean, give me a break. Goodness. The guy's just screaming and yelling all the time, and he's going to get $20 million a year from ESPN. I mean, think of how many local journalists you could have for $20 million. Many, 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 many thousands. But that's a whole different conversation. The time is 9:18. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Glad you could be with us. The sun is shining. It feels great to look outside and see that sun shining. Temperature is now 18 degrees, a wind chill factor of 5. We'll come right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. 382-9297. Our listener is able to give us information about Amazon Prime today. So we don't have all the answers here, and there's things that we are missing, so we'd love to hear from you. Anything you'd like to talk about, 715-382-9297. Quick note, we've been talking about that Packer game against Detroit coming up tonight. Tomorrow morning, we'll be joined from Detroit. As if you listen throughout the day, you'll be hearing our sports reports from Mike Clemens. And Mike is actually over in Detroit. He is covering the game. He'll be in the locker room afterwards. He'll get sound and have all sorts of information both today and tomorrow about the Packers' big matchup with the Detroit Lions. And Mike from Detroit, we will get a complete rundown on what happens tonight with Mike Clemens tomorrow morning at 8:34 here on the program. So we look forward to that. And we'll have our general Wisconsin sports segment with Paul Miklik tomorrow. And we'll
just clarify, is this a 7 o'clock or a 7:30 game on Amazon?
It's a 7:20, I think, is the kickoff. Let me double check that, because that's actually a very good question. The Packers and the Detroit Lions, 7:15. 7:15 Central Time, Ford Field in Detroit, the Packers and the Detroit Lions again.
You still come and see the True Magic Show, then as soon as that show is over, you can watch the Packers. There
you
go.
And you were saying it was, it's actually a...
It's only a little over an hour.
Right,
like an hour and 10 minutes.
You'll get at least the second half completely, maybe even part of the first half. I mean, it's like, you won't miss anything.
You can still check the updates on your phone if you want to.
There you go. There you go. Exactly. No, that's, you know what? Nobody, no phones during the show.
Mm-mm.
They always have a big announcement. No show, no phones on during the show. So
exactly.
Exactly right. So again, lots going on. It's we're getting towards the weekend. Of course, the holiday season getting underway. So much going on. I tell you, sometimes it's hard to kind of almost feel like what direction to go in. I sometimes feel like I should go in this direction or that direction. There's so many different directions to go in right now. And
holidays are very chaotic.
Something that really I wanted to mention as well. Yesterday afternoon, I made the short little trek across the street. I went to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. They are part of the Brockmeyer Award, the Win Brockmeyer Award, which every year gives a scholarship award to the top senior football player in the greater Wausau area. And the schools involved are Wausau West, Wausau East, DC Everest, and Newman Catholic. And I am very honored and very fortunate to be part of the committee that chooses the winner of the award. And we had our vote yesterday, and we'll have the announcement of the winner coming up next Friday. There's going to be a ceremony over at the Community Foundation coming up next Friday morning. And just four really, really outstanding student athletes. And I say that, student athletes. And also really terrific young people. And the four nominees this year from each of the schools, their coaches and their athletic directors nominate them for this award. Jesse Napgesic from Wausau East, Evan Graney from Newman Catholic, Will McCorson from Wausau West, and Blake Bankston from DC Everest. And we were very fortunate to have all four of those young men appear on the Big High School Sports Show during the fall football season. And one thing that jumped out is, again, they put up wonderful performances on Friday nights on the gridiron, but each of them also, and as part of the committee that votes on the Brockmeyer Award, we get a packet that shows everything that they do outside of football, the volunteering that they do within the community, the work they do in the classroom, and each one of them were more than qualified to be the winner of this prestigious award. And if you're somebody that's not familiar with Win Brockmeyer, he truly is a legend when it comes to football, not just here in Wausau, but throughout the country. In fact, I mean, he is a man that was the head football coach at Wausau High School for decades. He coached some of the most He's coached multiple Hall of Famers. He coached Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. He coached Jim Otto, both in the Professional Football Hall of Fame. But he had one of the longest winning streaks in
Wisconsin high school history. In fact, his record at Wausau High School, he was coach at Wausau High almost to the point where the school split into Wausau East and Wausau West. But he came to Wausau in 1937, coached for 40 years. Actually, 40 years total, because he had coached in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and Faribault, Minnesota before that. But when he was at Wausau High for 34 of those years, he had a record of 230 wins, 33 losses, and 9 ties. Just amazing. His teams won 26 conference championships over those 34 years, and he also had an incredible run of unbeaten football, a 46-game winning streak in the 1940s, set a Wisconsin high school record that lasted until 1987. So I love being part of this award because it brings in history as well. The folks that we should remember in this community, and one of those folks is Win Brockmeyer. And it's always so much fun and such an honor to be part of the committee and be part of the ceremony coming up next week as well as part of the Win Brockmeyer Award. And congratulations to the four nominees, and we'll let you know who the winner is coming up next week as well. We're going to take a time out for a information update. We'll find out what's happening in news, weather, and sports, and then come back and talk again about this play that opens up tonight. And Ian Welsh, part of it. It's called True Magic from the River and Woods Theater Company. And we'll be joined by cast members Dan Thompson and Christina Geisler. And Ian will be part of it as well coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. 18 degrees, sunny skies here in downtown Wausau. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:34, sunny skies and 18 degrees here in downtown Wausau. And coming up tonight, tomorrow, and on Saturday at 7 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church here in Wausau from the River and Woods Theater Company, True Magic, an a cappella Christmas farce. And we got here in studio a pair of cast members from the program. And we have a third cast member over on the other side of the glass as well, being our producer, Ian Welsh. But very happy to welcome to the program, especially here on opening night. It's a very special night. We're very happy to welcome Dan Thompson, Christina Geisler of River and Woods, and members of the cast. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about who you play, number one. Christina, who's what's the character that you play in True Magic?
I play a singing elf. A delightful little singing elf.
And Dan, what about you?
I play Mr. Pelf, which is a character very similar to Scrooge type.
Oh, so get to stretch a little bit, right? Or unless you're a Scrooge type character in real life.
Oh, well, okay. Not like in real life, but characters I've played so many times.
Oh, you've been typecast, huh?
For the most part, yeah.
He just has the voice for it.
There apparently. You go.
Yeah, he does.
And of course, Ian Welsh, what character do you play?
I play a Leonard Hooperman, a magician.
The youngest and most spectacular magician in the galaxy. Greatest,
in the galaxy.
The greatest magician in the galaxy. And, that's my official title.
And I hear, again, I hear from people that Leonard Hooperman is the star of the show.
Well, agree to disagree. I think we all have parts to play. Oh. I don't think my character is above everybody else.
Let me ask all of you, I guess. What drew you to this show? Was it this show, or is it just part of being River and Woods Theater Company? What's special about this show?
In general, I love Christmas shows, and so this is a cute little ode to a couple different collaboration of shows, I guess you could say. There's a little bit of magic here, a little bit of magic here. We're pulling characters from this show, pulling characters from the other show. Don't want to give away too many spoilers.
Right.
But that's what I like about the show, and that's what kind of drew me to this show.
Dan, what about you?
I mean, personally, since I've rejoined the theater scene, I've basically had a show going nonstop. I mean, if you've been to Ian's shows,
yeah.
you must have seen me a couple times.
Exactly.
And so even from like the last show that I did, True West, you talked to some folks from True West.
I really enjoyed it, by the way.
You went?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I wanted to see Sarah, actually, because I back when she started at UWMC, I was in her first show. Back in 1991.
Oh, that's very cool.
So, it shows how old I am. But no, I love that show. You're terrific.
Thank you. But this is my favorite thing that I do. And so another show with some of my best friends. Can't miss it. You know?
And Ian, what about these two? What can you tell us about these two castmates of yours?
Well, honestly, I've had a blast working with both Dan and Tina, as well as the rest of the cast. It's been a lot of fun working with Dan because his character and my character are kind of bounce off each other. Like, you know, he's the pessimist and I'm the optimist. Well, not like in real life. I mean, Dan's an optimist in real life. I've been working with Tina. I mean, Tina has an amazing voice and has so much energy, and just she really gives 110% in everything she does. And just overall, I think this is a very well done show and a great cast of characters too.
One thing that I think you just mentioned, and I know I hear from Ian all the time as well, is the fact that you have these opportunities, that this community is very vibrant when it comes to theater and the arts. How fortunate are we here in Central Wisconsin that we have these opportunities, whether it's River and Woods and others as well, to be able to use your talents and to be able to develop these relationships and have wonderful opportunities?
I mean, in general, I recently moved back to the area about a year ago, and I kind of fell back into the performing, live performance arts on stage, as I had a friend who was an executive director of the Children's Theater, the
CWCT,
yep. And I got a chance to be the musical director for Flat Stanley, and so then coming and doing, you know, this production, I'm also part of Center Stage. Mm. So there's so many outlets for live performance and arts. It's such a delight in a smaller town. I lived in Denver for about 15 years, and mm-hmm. it's just so kind of hard to get into the scene there, right. Whereas here it's just more opening, it's more welcoming to, you know, new people, new experiences, and trying something that you haven't ever done before.
Dan, about your experiences in this community?
Well, when I moved back here, it was a friend of mine who we went to the same high school. She went up to me when I was at work one day. She was like, "Hey, I remember that you were good in high school." And she said, "Hey, do you think you might audition for something with Wausau Community Theater?" And I went into that audition very, very nervous. And that was almost 2 years ago at this point. And since then, I think I've been in like 12 shows.
And also, I mean, you had, no, that's going back to True West. I mean, that was a pretty big chunk of a part, huh?
Oh, absolutely. That one I was bashing my head against the refrigerator just trying to be like, can I do this? And so it's just been so wonderful to, you know, find a place where I was so immediately welcomed and I'm celebrated for who I am.
Again, we're talking to Dan Thompson, Christina Geisler, and Ian Welsh about True Magic. Again, it opens tonight at 7 p.m. through River and Woods Theater Company. Tonight, tomorrow, also Saturday at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. And as Ian has reminded me many times, in the basement, right?
Mm-hmm. In the basement.
Yes, it is in the basement, and there is an elevator.
He mentioned that every time as well, that there is an elevator. So no worries there. Is this, I'm assuming, a family show? I mean, for the entire family? Again, maybe in terms of the target audience, is it a kid's show? Is it an adult show? Could you share maybe a little bit more about what folks would get for this show if they're thinking, hey, maybe it's for me, maybe it's not for me?
It's a family show for sure. It's very G-rated family show.
Thank goodness for that.
and it's a cappella, which is actually quite cute because most plays you have, you know, some like canned music, but we make all of our music. We make all of our I guess our surprise entrance reveals is all. So it's a very fun, we can really just like let go and just be ridiculous. It's quirky, it's kind of campy, it's funny. And then it really just brings on the true spirit of Christmas.
True magic.
It sounds like a spoiler there. You're going to go away feeling good about the season. I don't think that's a bad thing. What's the challenge of this show? I mean, I look at it, you know, it sounds like, again, a lot of fun, a lot of a cappella. What's the biggest challenge within your roles? Is there any something that is a challenging aspect for each of you when it comes to this, the part that you're playing?
There is a lot of, there's a narrator character. And when she snaps her fingers, me and Ian, we freeze a lot.
Yes, yes, live freezing on stage. Live freezing on stage.
Courtney. And my character will sit there and stand in the same wonky position for like something like 5 minutes while the scene just goes on around me. That is the hardest part for sure.
And the freezing can be a little bit of a challenge, especially trying to remember, okay, here's where I'm supposed to freeze. Okay, here's where I'm supposed to unfreeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How large is the cast and the crew? I mean, how big of a production is this? Because sometimes we have bigger productions.
Right.
Other times we have like smaller productions. I would say, again, True West was more of an intimate production.
Yeah, for sure.
How big is the production?
This is on the lines of a small production. I'm also kind of co-set director, co-stage manager, co-music.
She's keeping busy.
Keeping busy. We have not...
10. I think it's like a 10 or 11.
But isn't that, you mentioned the fact that you have all these different kind of roles, and you know, and I haven't done it in a long time because I have, most of my nights are busy. Yeah. But back when I was in college.
Sounds like
was,
you have to get back into performing. We need to talk about
this. I think maybe that would be a nice idea. But one of the fun things was back in the day, we had an independent group where you'd have to be the publicist. You'd have to be the costumer. You'd have to be the makeup person. It sounds like for
that
folks.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks that maybe not an actor, there's still roles within River and Woods and other theater companies as well. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, definitely. We definitely, any type of volunteer support that we could get from the community if they want to be involved, but they don't necessarily want to be on stage, those are excellent backstage mm-hmm. roles that can really just help us. Because, yes, we did have to think about our own costume, our own hairstyles, our own makeup, given direction from our director, Jenna Tomsek. She, you know, has this vision, the overall, and then she just gave it to us, and then we kind of bounced ideas off each other. We found a coat for Pelf, you know, randomly in a box, and he tried it on, and he's like, yeah, I think this looks great, you know. So there was a lot of... There's a lot of good coordination in between the cast and bouncing ideas off to facilitate all those extra roles that a bigger production would definitely have more dedicated set design and costumer. So we do have to take on a lot of roles as a small production.
And it sounded like in your story, I mean, the welcoming aspect. Because I think a lot of folks would probably have this dream, hey, maybe I'd like to do that someday. it sounds like it's the perfect opportunity to take that leap, because you're not going to be judged. You're going to have an opportunity to learn at the same time. They don't expect you to be Broadway ready right away, right?
Absolutely.
But Ian, anything else I'm missing here about this show? Any questions for these castmates of yours that you know probably so very well after working with them all the time here getting ready for tonight's open?
Well, I do have a fun a question. What is your favorite part about your character or characters that you play?
We were just talking about this. My favorite part is you're going to recognize Christmas tunes because it's all Christmas spirit related. Mm-hmm. But the words are going to be a little different in the tunes. And I think that's my favorite part is using the familiar tunes to help the plot line continue, the storyline go through. I think that's what I really appreciate about this show, and that our elf parts can help drive that story forward with our cute little songs.
How about you, Dan?
The first role I ever got when I came back to theater was Plankton from SpongeBob, which is just this perfect cartoon villain.
That was the first show I met you.
Yep, uh-huh. And coming back to Mr. Pelf, it's just like that perfect cartoon villain nonsense. There's a particular line, which I'm not going to spoil. But
no, that would be a spoiler. It's my favorite line.
The way I read that line on the first night, it got a laugh. On the second, third, fourth night, keeps getting laughs. Even like the
last
20th
night.
Time, the 50th time we've heard that, it still gets a laugh from people who've heard it that many times. So I'm sure it'll get a laugh from the audience.
Yeah,
so
that feels good when your fellow colleagues
they still laugh
at
when
it,
when it still laughs. So that's probably even the best part, where because I mean obviously you do it three times this weekend, but when you've done it 50 times and you still get it, that's good stuff.
Yeah, honestly, it never gets old.
Well, tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday, on Saturday again, True Magic. 7 p.m. each of the performances, First Presbyterian Church. Check out River and Woods Facebook page, get information. And tickets available at the door, is that correct?
At the door and online.
And online. Check them out on Facebook. Break a leg tonight.
Thank you very much.
True magic.
Christina, Dan, and Ian all on stage. We'll be right back and we'll test Ian, see if he can get on the winning track here. Start his opening night on a right tone. Yes. Coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday, December the 5th of 2024, day number 340. 340. Just 26 days remaining before we turn the calendar to 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1968, aides to President Richard Nixon mailed out 66,000 letters signed by Nixon to potential administrative office holders. Among those receiving one was Elvis Presley. On this date in 1970, Judy Collins' recording Amazing Grace entered the British music charts. It would exit and re-enter seven times in 2 years, totaling 67 weeks on the chart. On this date in 2008, O.J. Simpson was sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery. He was trying to retrieve some memorabilia in Las Vegas. On this date in 2013, 11 years ago today, former South African president and anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela died at the age of 95. On this date in 2017, Russia was banned for the next Olympics in South Korea over state-sponsored doping. On this date in 2023, 1 year ago today, one of the true legends of American television, writer, producer, developer Norman Lear. He was the man behind All in the Family and Sanford and Son and Good Times and others. He passed away 1 year ago today at the age of 101. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Comedian Margaret Cho is 56. Paula Patton is 49. She is an actress and model. Frankie Muniz of Malcolm in the Middle. He also became a race car driver, but best known as Malcolm in the Middle. Frankie Muniz is 39 years old today. And Ava Kolker of Girl Meets World and Scary Movie 5 is 18 years old today. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is AFL-CIO Day. It is this one. I don't know if we're celebrating this one. It's Bathtub Party Day. No bathtub parties for me. Day of the Ninja. It is internet. What does that mean? You seem to know that. What's Day of the Ninja? Any idea?
But I do like to celebrate.
You want to be a ninja?
I am a big fan of ninjas.
Okay. Very good. International Volunteer Day. It is Blue Jeans Day. Comfort Food Day. That's every day for me, though.
Yeah.
It's Commute with Your Baby Day. It's Communicate with Your Kids Day.
Communication is key.
It is World Soil Day. I don't know if I'll go digging out some of the hard. I think it's probably frozen today.
Yeah, it's a little cold today.
All right. It is Thursday.
Yes.
It has been a dark week for Ian with the number for the day quiz. Monday. Nope, didn't get it right. No. It was the middle number on Monday.
I guess the low number.
It was the middle number on Tuesday.
I guess the high number.
Then they were wrong again. Wednesday, it was the low number.
I guess the high number.
So, you are 0 for 3, and that means the pressure is on.
Yes, it is.
Because what we do is we give Ian three choices every day. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%. So if he's above 33%, it's a passing week. If he's below 33%, it's a failing week. And that means in order to get a passing week, you have to get it right today, and you got to get it right tomorrow.
Yes.
So the pressure is truly on.
Yes, it is.
And do you recall what the topic was for today?
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, which was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said it was a big number.
It's a big number. Okay. All right. Our number for the day, the amount of money spent, a record number spent by U.S. consumers on Cyber Monday this year. So this week, ripped from the headlines.
Right from the headlines, yes.
The amount of money spent by U.S. consumers, a new record on Cyber Monday.
A new record, okay.
All right. Is the correct number $3.3 billion? Is the correct answer $8.3 billion?
That's quite a jump.
Is the correct answer $13.3 billion?
Oh, gosh.
$3.3 billion, $8.3 billion, $13.3 billion. A new record from U.S. consumers spent on Cyber Monday.
Okay.
And the pressure is truly on. I can see it.
The
I can see
the
beads of sweat on the forehead. Okay. Putting his hands to his temple, trying to figure this out.
Okay, I'm going to go with 8.3 billion. It's my final answer. I'm sticking with B today. I'm locking it in.
U.S. consumers set a new record by spending $13.3 billion on Cyber Monday.
Got it.
We had not had the highest number all week. I thought maybe you'd figure that one out, but no.
Oh, my goodness.
0 for 4.
Well, I'm still going to have a good night anyway. Overnight.
That's the way to look at it.
And, I'm not going to let this.
And tomorrow is still big because we don't want to have a week where it's the reverse perfect.
No. We want us to be holding on.
So tune in tomorrow. Mike Clemens, Paul Micklegg. We'll get a report on opening night. Break a leg tonight.
Thank you, Jed. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope to see you at the show.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow, 8 till 10, here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.